Some of the marketing and lobbying practices of a Waltham drug manufacturer are under question this morning. Alkermes makes the addiction treatment drug known as Vivitrol, or naltrexone, and it's designed to block the brain's receptors from being able to feel a high. An NPR News investigation shows that Alkermes lobbied several states for legislation or policies that promoted Vivitrol, while the company also allegedly pushed for stricter regulations on competing addiction treatments. Massachusetts records show that the company and its CEO, Richard Pops, have made dozens of donations through its political action committee to Massachusetts political and law enforcement leaders. One is Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Katusian, who spoke about Vivitrol at an Alkermes investor meeting in September. Here's Katusian telling the group why he thinks Vivitrol is better than a different addiction treatment, buprenorphine, also known by the brand name Suboxone.
Some of our security issues with buprenorphine are that it is our number one most smuggled drug. It is atomized. It is soaked into papers. It is put under tabs. It used to be put under stamps. This is a smuggled drug, a smuggled piece of contraband that has a black market value inside and uses for which is not intended. I want to make a note that no one is smuggling in naltrexone or Vivitrol. It has no street value inside or outside.
In a statement to WBUR, Katusian says he stands by his decision to use Vivitrol in the Middlesex County Jail. He says he learned about the drug when he was a state lawmaker and he thought it would be useful in a law enforcement setting. The jail started using the drug in 2015, and Katusian's office says 80% of the participants in the jail's treatment program have not reoffended. Aside from its use in correctional settings and at some state addiction treatment centers, there's also legislation regarding the drug in Massachusetts. A bill filed this year would expand training for medical professionals to administer naltrexone. And some addiction specialists say naltrexone or Vivitrol is a new drug, and it hasn't been studied well yet, so we may be going too fast, particularly when you compare Vivitrol with other addiction treatments, such as Suboxone and Methadone. Dr. Michael Bierer is a physician at Mass General Hospital and president of the Massachusetts chapter of the American Society of Addiction Medicine.
I think it's important to counter an inflated notion of efficacy of this medicine. It works, and for some people it works beautifully, and it's hard to predict for whom it'll be a great drug. But people in the latest study that I know of who were treated without naltrexone, just referred to treatment, had a remission rate of about 40% versus the people with naltrexone, about 60%.
Joining us to talk about this is Common Cause Massachusetts Executive Director Pam Wilmot. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of the contributions to Massachusetts political and law enforcement leaders by Alkermes, which makes the drug Vivitrol, and that drug, of course, being used in jails and prisons and in some state addiction treatment centers? Is there a line there that has been crossed if those contributions have been made and then the drug is obviously the subject of state policy?
Well, it certainly raises questions, like all political contributions from state contractors do. And it also seems to be part of a larger pattern by the company across the country to target lawmakers and law enforcement personnel to promote their product. And since they've been doing this aggressive lobby campaign, their product has taken off.
What about the fact that there is legislation pending on Beacon Hill that would expand the training of doctors so they could prescribe Vivitrol? Is that also a matter of concern when these types of donations are being made to state political leaders?
The actual legislation is relatively limited. You know, again, it's part of this bigger issue of money in politics when we see our decision makers getting contributions on one side or the other. It always raises the question, are they making a decision on the merits or are they making a decision because of the money? That's why we believe in public financing of elections, so that we don't have to second guess those that are elected to serve us. You know, this particular technique is nothing new, and it has been quite useful for all sorts of things, whether you're talking about medicine, whether you're talking about
this lobbying technique.
Yeah, a lot of giving campaign contributions in order to promote a project, a company, or a product.
And so isn't this just a viable way for a company to say, hey, we've got this product that might help with this public health, you know, crisis that we've got going on. Try this. And maybe, you know, that's the way to do it, right? How else would you do it?
Well, from their perspective, it certainly makes sense. From the public's perspective, the concern is it going to tilt the playing field in their favor to the extent that other better, cheaper alternatives are disregarded? I think some of the tape that we heard points to the fact that it is a crisis, this is new, it is worth a try. Those are all compelling arguments. But certainly replacement of cheaper alternatives doesn't really make sense until the science and the experience is there in smaller programs. And we're seeing replacement in other states. I don't think we're seeing that here. So hopefully we won't. It's the public interest that needs to be served, not a private company's interest. And we'll just have to watch it and see how this plays out.
All right. Common Cause Massachusetts Executive Director Pam Wilmot, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.
In a statement to WBUR, Alkermes says, quote, opioid addiction is a complex disease and treatment providers should know the alternatives and make the most appropriate treatments available without bias, end quote. Federal officials say they're conducting a study that compares the efficacy of Vivitrol and buprenorphine. Those results are expected by the end of the year.